search and shopping are coming together to fight search and shopping. Today, Walmart said thousands of its products will be sold on Google Express. That's Google's version of an online shopping mall, in an attempt to compete with online retail dominance of Amazon. Now, this is the first time that Walmart will offer its products in the United States on another company's website. But will it be enough to gain ground on Amazon, the king of online retail? Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is called Better Off. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
So Google and Walmart, I mean, that's some big, big muscle, but can they fight Amazon?
I don't know, but they've got to do something, right? It's an effort by both of these organizations to challenge, as you said, the dominant e-commerce giant Amazon. Now, you know, think about this. There's a lot to be gained for both of them. Walmart now links into Google, right? And we know that many of the shopping experiences begin with a search, and Google hasn't really cashed in on that. But also, there's another component, which I know we'll get to, which is that you'll also be able to order items through Google's voice-enabled technology. Now, the cool thing from Google's perspective is that they're going to be able to link to your past history of shopping at Walmart. And so now, what's Google going to get? They're going to be able to learn your shopping patterns and maybe recommend suitable products for you. So there's a lot to be gained for both of these organizations.
Right. So, but Amazon has spent years and years and years creating a shopping habit, right, amongst tens, hundreds of millions of people. I mean, can Google Express, you know, change those habits? I think everyone I know right now, when they want to buy something, they don't go to Google first. They just go straight to Amazon.
They may, but, you know, think about this. I was just considering this morning is that, you know, when you do start a shopping experience, you may go first to Prime or you might go to Amazon, but often you do start with a Google search just to sort of see something. And then, oh, you're like, okay, maybe I'll go to Amazon and buy it there. And I think that this is an opportunity to expand Google Express. You know, you will be able to get a few benefits, but I know it's hard to imagine that they're going to really be able to fight back Amazon. On the other hand, doing nothing only further cements Amazon's dominance. I just want to point out that in July, Amazon snagged 45 cents out of every dollar spent online.
Wow.
Walmart claimed just 2 cents of every dollar. So obviously, they've got to do something or else they're going to lose the online battle.
So I want to ask you another question about voice and how that might change the way we shop. Other than my personal nightmare of my kids just accidentally of like saying Wildcrats and ordering 10, you know, seasons of DVDs on accident, having it show up at my door. But how much is, you know, all this voice-enabled technology going to change how we shop?
You know, I spoke to a couple of retail analysts and investors this morning. And one of the things that to a person, each one said is that the move has probably more to do with how we will be shopping in the future, and that is by voice. Now, Google itself says that 20% of every smartphone search is conducted by voice. So now we're likely to see that trend evolve into voice purchasing. And yes, it can be kind of scary. On the other hand, if it's going to happen, this is a way into that business. And again, marrying two organizations that have something to learn from one another.
Interesting. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off. It is always a pleasure to talk with you, Jill. Thank you so much.
Take care.